Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities, hosting these planning seminars in January, on the 14th in Valparaiso, Indiana, the 17th in West Lafayette, Indiana, the 19th in Mount Carmel, Illinois, the 20th in Hoopston, Illinois, the 21st in Rensselaer, Indiana, and the 22nd in Lima, Ohio.
Thanks for listening to Morning Edition today here on AM 580. Now joining us with our opening commodity market report, Dave Dickey.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. The World Trade Organization today agreed to rule on a dispute launched by China over U.S. measures against imports of certain steel pipes, tires, and woven sacks. The WTO's dispute settlement body decided to set up a panel to judge the complaint. The U.S. used its one-time right to block the formation of the panel last month, but under global trade rules was not able to do so twice. A U.S. statement expressed disappointment at China's move and said its measures were in line with World Trade Organization rules. The Dow Jones Industrial Average now trading at 81.35. It's down 145. The NASDAQ at 14.87, down 41. The S&P 500 at 8.29, down 20.87.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading this Tuesday morning. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, March wheat opened at 6:09, unchanged on the open. At the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 5:77, down 1.25 on the open. May, 5:86, down 4.75. July, $6, down 2.25 on the open. March corn opened at 3.98, up 7 on the open. May, 4.06.5, up 4.75. July, 4.20, up 7.5. December, 4.44, up 7.25. March of 2010, 4.55, up 6.25 on the open. March beans open at 10.20, unchanged on the open. May, 10.29, unchanged. July, 10.38, down a half. November, 10.75, up 3. January of 2010, 9.85, up 5.5 on the open. March soybean meal, 3.16, unchanged on the open. May, 3.17.50, up 20. March soybean oil open at 34.70, up 11 on the open. May, 34.93, down 3. CME livestock, February live cattle, open at 83.70, down 82.5 on the open. January feeders, 94.55, down 45. February lean hogs, 59.70, down 25. And February pork bellies, 80.32.5, down the limit, down 300 on the open. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is John Hester of L&M Commodities out of New Market, Indiana. Good morning, John.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
I am doing well today. Wayne away today?
Wayne's away today.
All day long.
All day long. He's taking a couple days off to relax.
Well, after the kind of year that we had last year and going into the beginning of this year, one can well understand how one would like to get some time off and away from these marketplaces.
Yeah, I understand that. It's been pretty wild. Every day's a new crisis or a new new euphoria somewhere.
As you look at the marketplace today, John, what are the some of the pertinent facts that you're keeping an eye on?
I think the corn opened strong, as you said, and it rallied a little bit from the opening, and now it's backed off to about the opening range. It's trading at 3.97. I think the strength in corn right now is the fact that you know, they're trying to stabilize corn plantings, maybe attract a few more corn acres, because they think down the road, you know, by the end of the year, the demand in the corn is going to be larger than it is now. You know, hopefully they're going to put some of these ethanol plants back online, and that would you know, use up a lot of the stockpiled corn and create a need for more corn. The beans opened higher. They've backed off now. They're down 8 cents. I think part of that is just profit-taking. Beans the last 2 weeks have had a nice run. I think, you know, maybe a little nervousness over the South American weather, and especially in Argentina. Last night they were down on the opening, and or right after the opening, then they rallied early this morning on the latest weather forecast out of Argentina, which said they took some of the rain out of it and left the heat in. Beans rallied back to about steadied up a penny or two on the overnight. They opened stronger on that, and now they've sold off 8-9 cents, and I think it's just basically profit-taking and waiting on the next weather forecast to confirm the dry weather.
As you look at these charts and think about the fundamentals in the marketplace, what are some of the price points that L&M is recommending that producers take a look at for more new sales?
We're recommending anytime you can get $10 or over for cash beans or fall beans. We're recommending pricing part of the crop at least 10%, and in the corn, anything over $4 cash, you've got to start selling production there or letting go of some more old crop.
You're not going to recommend that I wait till $5, huh?
No, I don't know. We don't know whether it's going to go to $5 or not. But you know, to get $5 cash, you know, it's going to have to go to $5.50 on the board probably, and you know, that's a dollar and a half rally from here. So you know, I don't know if that's possible or not. You know, I suppose that depends on the micro markets, and you know, if crude would go back to $100 a barrel, you know, $5 corn might be a good possibility. But you know, on one hand, I hope it doesn't go back up, or it just means I hate $4 gasoline.
You know, there are a number of analysts. You mentioned the crude oil that are suggesting that the back end of 2009 could be explosive to the upside in the crude oil market.
I've read that. You know, I guess I really don't have an opinion on that. I mean, anything's possible. As we well know, who thought it would go to $150 last summer?
As you begin to think about the mix of crops, corn and beans for the new year, what is going through producers' minds? And at this point, what do you think they're likely to do?
Well, I think as far as the corn goes, everything that you know, that they're thinking about and they're talking about at coffee shop is the high price of production. You know, the $1,000 DAP, $1,000 potash, $1,000 nitrogen. And they're upset to a certain extent. They know that some of these prices have came down in different areas, but the fertilizer plants that have already booked all this high-priced fertilizer and got all their bins full, you know, they're not wanting to lower the price much because they don't want to take a huge loss on it. And the farmers are just kind of sitting back and waiting, well, we'll wait you out. There hadn't been a lot of fertilizer spread in our area over here.
Okay. Thank you much, John. Talk to you again this afternoon.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. John Hester of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana. Let's look at the current tick in Kansas City. March wheat at 6.05. It's down 4. May, 6.20 1/4, up 1/4. March wheat at the Board of Trade in Chicago at 5.76, down 2 1/4. July at 5.99 3/4, now $6 1/4, down 2. March corn, 3.97 3/4. Now up 6 1/4. May, 4.08 1/2, up 6 3/4. July, 4.18 3/4, up 6 1/4. December of 2009 at 4.43 3/4, up 7. February crude oil, 37.80, up $1.29. It goes off the board today. February ethanol at 1.62, up 0.8. February RBOB at 1.14 8/10, and it's down 1 8/10. March beans, 10.11 1/4, down 8 3/4. July at 10.30 1/2, down 8. November, $9.69, down 3. March of 2010, $9.92. It's up 6. Mike Sola's two-state forecast has this warning in it, a lake effects snow warning, and a lake effects snow advisory remains in effect in northwestern Indiana until 6 p.m. this evening. Oh, looking out tonight, we see northwestern Illinois partly to mostly cloudy. Elsewhere, clear to partly cloudy and lows ranging from 3 in northeastern Indiana to 20 degrees in the far south. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana. We now go to our special coverage of the inauguration.